Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crap Ins, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker, also the Game Brain Podcast, and joining me is the wonderful and hilarious Ronnie Karam. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hello, Bean, my little beanery.
How are you? I love your green shirt. It's a nice color on you.
Why, thank you. I'm a fall. I got my colors done as a teenager at Dillard's with my mom, and I'm a fall, so...
I don't know what I am, but I find that earth tones, I feel like, really work well with me. So maybe that makes me a fall, too. I'm not sure.
I would say you're a spring.
A spring?
If I had to guess, I would say you're a spring.
What colors are spring?
Spring is like, you know that ice cream shirt you wear with all the little different ice creams? Yeah. Like, that's very, that's my favorite Ben outfit. It's like all springy colors, like pastels.
Yeah. You know, what's funny is I feel like my wardrobe trends to like blues, like dark blues, and but I find that when I wear earth tones or reds, whatever, those work well. But then I feel the happiest when I wear like a teal, and I don't always wear a teal. So maybe I am spring and I don't realize it.
Or is that summer? Maybe it's summer. I think it's spring because it's like Easter, right?
I don't know. All I know is I can't wear yellow because then I just look like a washed out.
I don't know that anybody really, well, I don't know that any man does really great with yellow. I haven't really seen a man pulling off yellow yet.
I don't think any white men do well with yellow.
Okay.
It just sort of like washes us out. It's just, it doesn't work. It doesn't work for us. But that being said, you know, you may be a fall, I may be a spring, but today we're here to talk about summer. Summer house.
You know what color you are? You're a Segway. That's what you are. If Segway was a color, it would be you. It would look really good on you.
You know what color you are? Lover boy.
You're mango spritz.
So this is our second episode of Summer House, quarantine edition. And it opens up with a... Oh, by the way, this is a Crappins On Demand. So you can watch this if you go to patreon.com/watchforcrappins. You sign up on the Crappins On Demand level and you'll get access to video recaps, not just talkie recaps. And you would also get access to our bonus episodes and our Discord server. So it's really
true.
Cool.
Everything you said is true. It's so true. Summer House, you know, this is one of those shows where you make snap judgments. Well, like every show, but you make snap judgments and they're correct every freaking every time. I mean, nothing is subtle on this show. And I love that Luke is just worse than we could have ever even imagined, even though we've been saying it since the very beginning.
Yeah, Luke is so Luke.
Luke is so gross. And I love that they called out his skin-colored mustache and his skin-colored beard ensemble, because it's not good. It's not good. Not his ensemble. You know what I'm saying. His hair accoutrement, okay?
Yeah.
It's not good.
His look. So the episode opens up with another Trixie Monocle classic. They've got like, there is a stable of songs that is reserved for this show, and we go through them every season and they're great. And this one is one of my favorites. It goes, shiny cars, the movie stars. Yeah, yeah.
Shiny cars, the movie stars. Yeah, yeah. And then it's just Kyle like, going, I've got a fly in my room. Like a B-52. I'm like, yes, yeah, it's glamorous here.
I was like, I don't see any evidence of movie stars or shiny cars. It's more like beard stank and lover boy mildew.
Yeah. And Carl's whistling while he makes his bed, and Paige and Hannah are in bed. And Paige is like, who the fuck is whistling? I will not have that in my house. That is gross.
Because of course Carl whistles in an annoying way. Because you know his, like, most people would whistle like, but you know his is like, oh, like, stop it, Carl. Stop it.
So Luke is texting Hannah. He's like, hey, Burn Dog, how'd you sleep? And then, of course, immediately after, he texts Sierra. Hey, gorgeous, how you doing? Now, look, I do have to say this. At least he's a fuckboy who makes an effort to keep all of his pies on the sill. You know what I mean? Like, he's at least putting effort into it, which
he's tending is better to his than garden.
Ever, better than any fuckboy I've ever fucked with.
It's called keeping your options open, right? So we see Kyle and Amanda cuddling, and then Luke's like walking around, and he's like, "Burn Dog, Hannah, I'm ready to whip your ass in some tennis, okay?" and then Hannah is just like, "It looks like he has a dead animal on his face because he has this big shaggy beard."
Yeah, it's just like he wants to be ugly. I just don't get it.
Which I think is true. I think it's like a very modelly thing to be like, I know that I am super hot, so I can actually make myself as ugly as I want, because when I get sick of it, I can just be a model again. It's like when Tyra put on, this is not to equate ugliness with this, but it's like when Tyra put on a fat suit for her talk. Remember, she was like, this is what it's like to be fat for a day. And she like walked around the city in her fat suit. Yeah. And it's just, but then she's like still Tyra Banks.
Yeah. Oh my God. People are like all mad at Tyra Banks again. So funny.
What did she do now?
Because her shows are coming out on Netflix or Hulu or whatever. So people are rewatching the shows and they're just furious with her all over again. Well, one of the models is like, you traumatized me and, you know, you took my pain and you had fun with it over and over again. I didn't really watch that show, but this girl's making the round with her anger at Tyra. And you know what? I have nothing to say except that I love it. I think it's great. Why not? I love just getting mad at people in reruns. Like Lucy, thinking she could shove all those chocolates in her mouth and just think she's being cute. You know, some of us live with that every day of our lives, Lucy.
Yeah, and you know what, Lucy? Like, take it down a notch with the makeup, okay? We get it. We get it.
Yeah.
Shaming her. Makeup shaming her. Then we see Lindsay and Stravi showering. And she's like, I can see your hiney. Which really to me clarifies why he's probably always hiding off in that random corner that he has now. He has this like weird, he has like a desk in this that can only be viewed via reflection with some security camera. I understand why he retreats there so much now.
Yeah, but then why do you date people like Lindsay? Like, people who need quiet all the time, why in the world would you date somebody like Lindsay? That's just going to make him crazy. They're going to make each other crazy. So Sierra's like, I'm a nurse and a part-time model, and in nursing I use my brain, and nobody cares about my face. But, you know, modeling is like perfect face, perfect body, and it's not always as easy as it seems. I mean, do you know how long it takes to learn your angles?
And you know what? I do know how long it takes, because I specifically remember an episode of America's Next Top Model where one girl was sitting on the floor looking at herself in the mirror trying to get her angles, and then she just started crying. She was like, It's just like the most amazing thing ever.
I don't really have angles. I'm like how the earth is hitting, how the sun is hitting the earth that day. I'm not really an angular person. So the girls are talking by the pool and they're talking about their boobs. And Amanda's like, I don't feel like anybody has like perfectly like similar boob. Like everybody's boobs, like at one boob is like different from the other boob.
It's going to be a long summer. So then, Luke and Hannah are playing tennis, which is like a lot of Burn Dog. And Hannah's like, loosen up a little. Oh, God, you're adorable when you do athletic things. Oh, Luke. He's like, oh, yeah, bring in the heat, Hannah. Bring in the heat, Hannah. Burn Dog, wow. Bring in the heat because you're so hot and I want to fuck you. I want to fuck you so bad. Am I sending the wrong message right now?
And Hannah's like, he's acting the same way he did last summer. I mean, he's obsessed with me.
He's so obsessed that he brought another girl to the house that he wants to bone just because he knows that it's going to bring us closer. He's obsessed with me.
So Amanda and Paige are talking by the pool, and Amanda's like, did you talk to Hannah? Like, I wasn't expecting her to react like that last night. And Paige is like, if the guy that you're into, like, walks in with another girl, like, that's a stab.
I knew exactly what Hannah was trying to do, but it was like a bad accident and you just couldn't stop, which is incidentally my wedding vow for Kyle.
Well, I want to find out what Luke and Sierra's history is. And like with that beard, I can't.
Yeah. So Carl is FaceTiming his mom and she's like, I'm in the new house, Carl. We closed this morning. I'm a homeowner.
Oh, Carl, don't worry. You'll have your own bedroom here. Lose your job again. Now is the time to lose your job again, honey. Mama's home.
As you can see, first of all, you look great, by the way, mom. Second of all, we're in a new house and I haven't been drinking as much. Now that I'm sober, asterisk, because I did actually drink last night, but now that I'm sober.
Ish, yeah, ish. Except for Loverboy, which doesn't count.
It doesn't really count, you know. Well, we all know that you only start counting sobriety if you drink less than a six pack, right?
Yeah, so, you know what? Like, I don't eat chips anyway, so like, I'm not going to like sit around waiting for one. You know what I mean, mom?
Well, when I say sober, it's just that the air conditioner is really, really strong in here. So I'm always like, I'm so like, brr. Am I right?
Yeah. Well, I have a game plan in place, and I feel really good about having those resources at my fingertips. So
what does that mean?
I don't know. I think he like downloaded Snoot or something. He's going to play it. So he's like,
just so you know, you got a lot of fans over here. You got a lot of fans. They all think you look great, by the way. Without a doubt, my mom is my favorite person in the world. And I'm not just saying that to sort of like build up my sweet Carl image. I'm saying that really so that way I can basically build up my sweet Carl image. I just want to have sex with girls myself.
I'm like, I'm not drumming up this story again because I want to get laid. But what I will say is that my mom went through a divorce and it really fucked me up. And that's why I was drinking and partying too hard, because I was like worried about my mom. So it's like, I just fucked a lot of people, you know? It's like, I was going to get my mom a medic bracelet, you know? So, like, if she fell, she could say, like, hey, I fell down. But then I was like, no, because, like, I'm trying not to fuck so many people, mom. I don't want to know when you're in pain. Oh, mom, do you have a cold? Oh, my God, yeah. Hold on. I'm going to fuck a girl. Hold on. I'm going to fuck a girl now.
I actually did get my mom a medical bracelet, but the problem is that when she fell over, like, she said, I fell over, and you look great, by the way. So it didn't really work. No one really got her any help.
I've fallen over, but I can't get it up. You know what I mean?
Basically, the Workuses and Lindsay are basically just manifestation of my internal pain. That's all.
In a perfect world, I'd be driving to Pittsburgh to watch this, but like, you know, it would be fun to pass you off, mom. That's not the right word for that. Are you crying? Are you crying because I really want to fuck somebody? Be upset.
Yeah, have more pain. Okay, so I just want to say this to Lou, who's marrying my mom. He's been great. He's been taking her out on dates. I'm gonna need him to speak meanly to her so that way I have an excuse to start drinking again. So that'd be great. Thanks.
So he's gonna have like a little wedding party for his mom, and then they're gonna FaceTime in, which is cute. And then Amanda's like, and then we'll roller skate, which I feel like she's probably said 37 times at least in her life. So then Paige is talking to Sierra by the pool, and Paige is like, honestly, when you and Luke came in, the energy was like way different, and we needed it. So it was a good thing, even though I'm saying it like this with this face.
Even though I'm saying it like it's super judgy. So I'm going to ask you some really nosy questions right now that will probably make you uncomfortable since you don't even know who I am, but I'm going to ask them anyway, and I will totally not use this against you. Okay, great. So how long have you known Luke? And she's like, well, you know, we met at a modeling job, and then like I went to Minnesota with him one summer and stayed with him and met his whole family, and you know, promises were made. We almost got married, to be honest. It just didn't really happened, but we really came that close. And Paige's eyes are like saucer. She's just like, nom, 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 nom. Many people don't realize this. I actually don't eat food, but what I do eat is gossip. So thank you so much for feeding me. Thank you.
And Paige is like, so did you hook up before Minnesota? Oh, hold on. Let me change my face to a less judgmental. Is that better? Did you hook up in Minnesota? And Sierra's like, well, it's no secret that I've hooked up with Carl. Was it good? I don't want to talk about anyone's sex game. Paige is like, me neither, but I do. Was it good or not?
Yeah. And at one point, Sierra's like, Luke is basically like a lumberjack Prince Charming, and we just see him in the kitchen, just disheveled, with his big long beard and sweaty, being like, oh, cool. Like, yes, lumberjack Prince Charming.
So they're laughing like about the sex question, and Sierra's like, I mean, he's a creative mind. That's for sure. Sex, thought you were a thing. Yeah, and then I went back to Atlanta, and he went back to New York, and he got back with his ex, and then basically ghosted me. So that's how that ended. And she's like, why did he ghost you? And she says, well, he didn't want her to find out about me, because he's a really nice guy.
He has a lot of good qualities. Would you like and subscribe to him if you had the chance?
Yeah, I would. And then you just see Luke being like, where the fuck is the AC in this bitch? Just angry.
So apparently Ciara and Luke FaceTimed all of last summer. And then Paige tells us, Hannah is going to die. Okay? I'm so excited. I can't be the one. Can't wait to be the one to tell her.
So then the next song is, it's gonna go off like a firework. It's gonna go off like a firework. And Kyle's calling his parents. I was like,
firework.
Whoa. Did you guys see Summer House? Kyle called his parents. It was fireworks.
It was, wow. Wow. It was, you know, by the way, I do want to mention, talking about all these Trixie Monocle jams makes me think of Selling Sunset also. And the big news this week is that Heather got a tattoo. Did you see this, Ronnie?
Yes.
She got a tattoo since she's engaged to Tark. What's his last name again?
Masala, or
something like that. Tyler, so she got Masala. A tattoo. I don't know if it's still in vogue to call them a tramp stamp anymore, but it was in the lower back region. And it says,
no, it's not a tramp stamp. It's on the side of her, but it's not the tramp stamp is in the middle of your lower spine, right?
Oh, that's where I thought this was.
Like your tailbone.
Maybe I just projected it there in my brain. But either way, she has a stamp of some sort, and it says, yes, sir, Mr. whatever his last name is. It's like I am going to permanently make myself supplicant to you.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. Christina divorced Ant, and you know Christina can come back whenever she wants. I mean, he's dating a lady that looks exactly like Christina.
Exactly.
He's still obsessed. I'm not falling for it, Heather. Good luck to you. Wish you the best. Please do not make me sit through Tarek all season next year. Please.
Yeah, can't wait to see what cover-up tattoo you come up with. So anyway, so now Amanda and Kyle are talking about the wedding and how they had to change their date. They had to postpone it from September to June of 2021. And Kyle's like, I spent all these years not wanting to get married and be committed. And now I'm finally ready and I can't do that. So is that enough for an arc? That's my story this season, right? Does that work for you guys?
Yeah, I'm done with that. So Paige is just talking to herself in her room, trying to figure out an outfit. She's like, I can't wear white. Can I wear off-white? Oh, this is probably inappropriate. Smash that like button.
And then Danielle walks down the hallway and sees Lindsay and goes, oh, you look gorgeous. I'm like, okay, Danielle, calm down. Like, Lindsay's just wearing her usual thing.
And it's like, what's Steven up to? I don't know. Like, he's on a call now. So, like, Steven, are you working? He's working nonstop. He works at the top hospitality group in the country. And, like, I understand that they went from, like, 14 to 4 people. But, hello, I'm ready to get engaged, have babies. Time's ticking.
Like, how do you expect him to pay for the ring? He has to work. You should be so lucky that you've got someone who's got a job in the pandemic. So so now we have Paige now is telling Hannah all about Ciara and all that stuff.
You are gonna die.
Gonna die. Which is intercut with Luke farting, by the way.
Yeah, he squats to fart in the other room. So Hannah's like,
so she hooked up with him, is that what you're saying?
It's like, yeah, she went to Minnesota with him over the summer, and she, like, met his whole family, and the sex was good, I think.
What?
I think that's what creative soul means.
That is so sketchy. Did he sing the coyote song to her? Did he sing the coyote song?
He made up a new verse for her.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And, I mean, is he flirting with you, too?
And she's like, oh, my God, I'm not an idiot, but, like, our chemistry, it's, like, the same as it ever was. I mean, did you hear us on the tennis court? Here's how it went. I mean, if that's not love, what is?
So now Carl has changed into his wedding outfit, which is kind of like a peach-colored suit. but it's like a with shorts. And so he's like, yeah, looks good. And then he's like setting up a video feed in the living room. He goes, I'm a little nervous. I'm not gonna lie. Wow. Hey, Kyle. My mom's getting married before you. Isn't that funny? You look great, by the way. You look great.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Lindsay's like, I love Sharon so much, and not only is she moving on, it's like a big day for Carl too, because her divorce was hard on Carl. Like, he couldn't commit to anything.
I love that guys get away with these excuses.
Because we see all the clips of Carl with Lindsay, like, oh, I'm totally ready to be in a relationship. Why are you trying to be in a relationship with me? Like, why? Why are you crazy? Like,
it's going too fast. I said I want to take it slowly. Okay? Yeah. Want to take it slowly.
Guys get away with so much shit. Oh, it's because my parents got divorced. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it was. I'm like, Lindsay's mom abandoned her. Okay? Sorry. Like, you can't one-up that.
Yeah, she wins.
So, So then Hannah's like, I believe in love again, because they watched the ceremony, and it's cute and grainy. And, oh, yeah. And so, yeah, Lindsay says she's... talks about Sharon and Carl and everything, and Lindsay hopes that Carl can move on to a new chapter of the unemployment guide. And and then Sharon FaceTimes in for a toast, and Carl's like, oh yeah, so here's the toast. Mom, Lou, I wish I could be there for you guys. I wish you guys all the best. And I just want you to know that this wedding has allowed me to hit my wedding quota. So I'm still employed. Still employed with a knot. Thank you so much, Mom. Thank you.
Hey, guys. I'm going to make us a Pittsburgh sandwich because, like, it's my mom's favorite that we eat together. Okay?
And Kyle's like, how many toaster ovens do we need? So they talk about the wedding a little bit. And Stephen asks who walked her down the aisle. And he says his niece did because his mom has been taking care of the niece and raising her because his brother's been in and out of jail. And he's like, yeah, he was like struggling, so I distanced myself from him, but I was trying not to be like him, but then I realized I turned into him. So like, I want to rectify things.
Yeah. You know, this summer's been like crazy. My mom got married again. She sort of found her groove. And I realized that I really want to redevelop my connection with my brother. There's just so much stuff happening in my life, which is... why I'm so glad I decided just to come to the Hamptons and spend it with my friends on TV.
So Lindsay pulls Luke aside and she's like, Luke, I just wanted to catch up. Sierra, are you dating? Are you dating? Tell me all about Sierra.
No, we're not dating, but we have a past. We've shared a hot dish before, and I've always been interested in her, but I wasn't in a place where I was ready to move on from my past. You see, when Carl's mom got divorced, I really took that hard, and it's just been, it's been tough for me.
She's like, so, Stepanana, is that over? And he's like, I don't know. And she's like smiling really big, and then we hear Carl going, you want to get married? How about? You want to go with that? And looks like, well, you know, it's interesting because you think, you know, maybe you should be with your best friend. You know, she's so beautiful on either the outside or the inside. Not going to tell you which because I like being mysterious. But Sierra's a babe, you know, and I have a connection with Hannah, but my penis has a connection with Sierra. I just don't, you know, I finally got over my ex, though. So that's good.
Yeah. You know, I look at them both and I love them dearly. I mean, so I don't know. I mean, do I go for the one who's beautiful on the inside or the outside, but not both? And that will always be her challenge in life. Or do I just go for the hot one? I don't know.
So rude. So then the food is served. Everyone's eating, basically. And Perry calls Paige and she's like, hi. And he's like, so you just don't want to talk to me anymore or what? And she's like, uh-huh.
I'm like, Perry, what part of your girlfriend just left to go shoot a reality show for 6 weeks do you not understand? She's busy. She's doing her job, okay? And he's like, well, why are you guys all dressed up? And Paige is like, I may have forgotten my boyfriend. I mean, like, during quarantine, we were like on top of each other and he was like, where are you? Who are you talking to? Like, why are you doing that? Why are you eating that food? Why didn't you do that without me telling you something? And I'm sort of like over it. I'm like, yes, you should be over it. He's so, what's it called? boss, not bossy.
What'd Perry do?
I've always disliked Perry.
What did Perry do to you?
I'll tell you what Perry did. Perry is, what's that word? Not domineering. He's
old.
Yeah, old. He's just like, one of my pet peeves is when a reality star starts dating someone and that new person tries to sort of take them away from us. And I'm like, no, they are here doing their job. Like, you know what you signed up for. Though. You don't get to controlling. Don't like it.
He didn't, though. Here's why I respect Perry. I don't think he's controlling. Is he? Well, here's why I respect Perry. Because he's dating her. Okay, well, that I'll give you. But I respect him because he's dating her and has not tried to get on the show. Like, he's actually dating someone without the purpose of getting on TV, which is very rare for a reality person. So I'm like, oh, he must really like her.
That's true. Okay, I'll give you that. So tonight they're going to go roller skating, and so now they're all going to get dressed up in 70s clothing. Pastravi still has to work. So he's like, hey, Lindsay, can you get me a drink? And she's like, fine, I'll go straight to the rosé.
And Kyle's got a new wig. And Steven asked for a drink from Lindsay. Yeah. Did you already say that? She's like, I was concentrating on this lip balm. So she's like mad about the drink. And then Danielle, of course, is like, what's the theme of the roller skate party again? And then Kyle are getting dressed like all porn. And Kyle's got his new wig that he's putting on. Girl's like, oh, you look like a backup singer for Def Leppard.
Oh, it's my mom's favorite band. So I sort of mention it because it sort of brings me back to a happy place. I'm damaged. So then Hannah and Ciara are running around, and Hannah's like, I'm hanging out with my new best friend. This is not a total passive-aggressive move at all. Hang out with my best friend, Ciara.
Yeah. And Paige is so embarrassed for her. She's like, everyone knows what's going on. We know Hannah, except for Ciara and maybe Luke. I mean, Hannah just wants to get the info about Luke, okay? Because girls are going to get together, and you never know what we can find out. I kind of feel sorry for Luke.
Here's something I found out. You can get this look for only $25. Like and subscribe. Thanks.
So they're roller skating, and Danielle takes the mic, which, I mean, isn't immediate.
I know.
My ear is immediately closed shut. Like, hey, everyone, I'd like to welcome you to That's all I heard.
She goes, we are a house that knows how to quarantine and have fun. Woo! Danielle, I'm fun. Oh, wait, guys, I got to catch the train. Oh. Sorry, that was just some instinct. Sorry, I'm here to stay.
So Steven is there, so Lindsay's so happy because she's like falling down. She's picking her up, and then they're like making out. And he's like, oh, one second, Yvonne's calling me. She's like, well, I mean, you have to talk to your boss. Don't worry about me. I'm good. Okay, bye. You're going upstairs now. All right, I'm good over here.
It's like literally his boss. He's like, oh, sorry, I can't take the call from you because my girlfriend wants to make out more while we're at the roller skating party.
So Carl's like, I went to roller skating university. When I was younger, that's where we hung out. So that's how you got the chicks. You know, I'd skate in circles and then I'd be like, my mom got in a fight with my dad today and I'd fuck a girl in the bathroom. Nailed it.
Skate in circles, and when you get older, you jerk in circles, and it's just a great time. So then we go. There's more skating, and now
Hannah's getting all upset watching all the couples laugh together while she's sitting alone on a bench. We've got Luke laughing with Hannah, and then Luke laughing with Sierra, and Kyle laughing with Amanda, and Lindsay's just like,
She's all mad. She's like, everyone would never do this for me.
So then Hannah and Luke are talking, and Hannah's like, I think it's like so wild that I haven't seen you for like months, like 4 months. He's like, dude, we see each other on FaceTime, bro. Okay. You know what, Hannah? You're my go-to for so many things. Tennis, miles, going to shopping, and anything involving clothes on. All right, anything involving our clothes on.
Going to the library, if we theoretically read books, that would be something that we would do, you know? It'd be so fun. And Hannah's like, yeah, I mean, like, you know, I care for you, you know? We have a solid thing, you know? He goes, yes, a solid
thing. That's how you're my go-to. You're my go-to. And just, well, who is Sierra to you? Sierra is someone from my past. You could say someone who's beautiful on the inside and the out, you know? Not making an implication about you, but I'm just saying, if you blind the two of you guys up, there'd be two beautiful on the inside and one beautiful on the outside, and you can do the math from there.
You know, Sierra, you know, we had a little thing. And she's like, oh, so is there a reason, like, you didn't tell me about that? Is there, like, a reason for that? And he goes, well, yeah. Yeah, you know, I didn't want you assuming things, honestly, you know, like I didn't want you assuming like I was banging this girl, which I was, or assuming that, you know, I was talking to her all summer while I was banging you, which, you know, again, I was, or what was the question again?
I didn't want you to assume that we had a future, which we don't. And even though I told you that we did, you know, I didn't want you to assume that what I was saying was bullshit, you know?
And Amanda and Paige are trying to listen. And Amanda's like, is she going to repeat the same thing over again? Like, she's so in love. And Anna's like, are you just, like, bringing her to the house to see where you are this summer? Or he's like, well, you know, I want to see where things go. You know, she's beautiful, but I love you and I care about you. You know, we have an awesome relationship and glad that we're neighbors. You know, if you ever need to borrow some sugar or something, feel free to give me a knock.
You know, I guess what I'm trying to say is if we were keys on a keyboard, you know, I would be the escape key and you would be the option key. And I like having an option key. Okay, that's all I'm trying to say.
You know what? If we were keys on a piano keyboard, you know, you can look at the same note, okay? But she's sharp and you're flat, okay? And I'm right in the middle of you, you know? So Carl's like, congratulations everyone for testing awesome for awesomeness.
And then where are we? I got lost.
We will be the life of the party. Oh, we will be the life of the party.
And everyone starts going to bed. the songs are really building us up and then just like letting us down immediately today.
Now, is this when Lindsay starts roaming around going, hello? Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, Steven, you want to work? Is that your plan? So that's how you treat me? Like, it's okay to be like, no, I don't want to be with you?
I'm looking for Steven. Is anyone Steven? No? Steven? Steven? Steven?
She starts like telling him off and she's all drunk and being like, oh, really? I'm not going to be treated like this. All you're going to do is work. And he's just ignoring her completely. He's just like staring at his keyboard.
She like really wants a pizza too, which is adding to the drama of it. And is this how you're going to fucking treat me? It's okay to be like, I don't want to be, is this how you're going to treat me? He's like, I'm literally working for a paycheck right now.
Yeah. Like, she leaves. Please. She just yells at him and then she's like, this is not going to end well for you.
The truest thing she said.
Carl's just walking around wasted while Luke and Sierra sit by the fire. And she's like, oh my God, this has been like one day and we have like 6 weeks together. And then Kyle and Amanda are playing beer pong. Steven's working and it's bedtime. So Sierra and Luke have like a good night. But then he's still texting. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, he's like, he's basically, and he tells us, Sierra and I have only known each other as being attracted to each other sexually and physically. We've just never been friends. Unlike Hannah, who is like, you know, the most friend of the friends, right? You know what I'm saying? Just so friend. Like, God, I wish.
She's a real Phoebe, that one.
I wish, you know what I wish we could do? I wish we could go eat zone bars together. We'd almost be like in a friend zone if we did that. You know what I'm saying? God.
So Hannah and Paige are in bed, and Hannah's like, oh, this is the thing that confuses me. Like, I like her, and I'm confused because, like, he texts me all night.
I wonder if he's texting Sierra, too.
And she's like, he's made out with 3 girls in this house. This is not going to end well.
No, it will not. So, and according to the trailers, there's a 4th coming up. So so now it's the next day. And here's a classic song. I'm coming way up, way up. I'm coming way up,
We're up, coming, we're up. And you just, they're just like 10:27 a.m. and there's a tornado warning. Like, they literally have to retreat to the basement.
Yeah. So there's a tornado and they're all, or, is it a, yeah, it's a tornado
warning. Well, it's warning. A tornado warning, so and like then a plant falls over. Outside.
And yeah, and a tree fell at my house. Those all crazy times. Wow. So Amanda's like, it's really scary out there, Kyle, but happy birthday. And Lucas just talking to himself, shaving. He's like, are we going to do this? We're going to shave. Oh, God, look at you. You're looking good there, buddy. Yeah.
Well, the other thing. Oh, sorry. I just completely stepped on your
I'm joke. Just blah-blahing. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say that what was so funny was that, like, there are all these texts going on about, like, that there's a tornado warning and there's, like, alarms going off. And Kyle's like, God, I'm getting so many text messages. And Amanda goes, oh, it's because of your birthday. I'm like, and there's a tornado. Go downstairs.
So Lindsay is just trying to figure out ovens. The music stops while she just like stares at the toaster oven things. And Luke works out, and then the stove guy comes. And I was like, wow, that's going to be the season. Because the music's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. She's like looking at a toaster oven.
I also really appreciated the footage of the daybed tumbling out of the pool and across the lawn. Just because last week we saw Lindsay spending so much time blowing it up. And I'm just... I was kind of waiting for a scene of Lindsay to yell at the tornado, like, this is, you know how long I did that? You know how long I put into that daybed? And now you're going to blow it away? No, fuck you, tornado. Fuck you.
This is not going to end well for you, tornado.
Tornado, you do not want to see me activated.
So she goes into Steven, and she's like, are you on the phone? And he goes, no, but if you don't mind, I'd love a sandwich. And she's like, oh my God, you are ridiculous.
And he's like, I have a call. So then we see Danielle on her laptop, and she has a blazer on. She's in full work mode. She has headphones on, and she's typing like, and then Lindsay storms in. And it's like, I feel like, it's like, so he like tells me, I like walk up to him and I'm like, you want to make out? And he's like, can you get me a sandwich? And it's like, I have to make him a sandwich? No, I'm not fucking making you a sandwich right now. Like, are you fucking ridiculous? Danielle's like, I'm on a Zoom right now.
I know. So. Danielle's like, sorry guys. No, that was a roommate. I'm not a cat. Okay. I'm not a cat.
Yeah. I'm not a cat. Oh, I'm surprised that was not Danielle that happened to.
So then Kyle's just on his bed, scratching his balls going, what the heck? Blue skies now? Glad we got a nut scratching scene in there. A
lot of things are happening in quarantine.
So Paige pulls Amanda aside to plan this big birthday. And Amanda's like, so it'll be like Kyle and I are at a restaurant. So we printed out menus.
Yeah. Kyle's had the most insane birthday parties ever. And then we see a montage of truly the most annoying birthday parties you've ever seen in your life. like sports cars. Like, the only thing that could have made it worse would have been if Topgolf were somehow involved. So then... Paige tells the group, like, okay, so the plan for tonight is that we're going to all cook dinner for Kyle and Amanda. I mean, well, the stove guy is still there, like, tinkering on the stove, which is clearly not working.
Yeah, and Amanda's like, you're going to be everybody in the restaurant. You're going to be the cooks and the hostess and the staff. It's like, please stop. Please just stop, Amanda.
This is not what restaurant awards is supposed to be.
Yeah.
So then Luke is like, meanwhile, Luke is outside trying to build like a work table for himself so he could do his jewelry. And he's like, oh, I really need a workbench for making my bracelets. But then he like drops something. He's like, no, don't go down there. Oh, God damn it. Oh, my nail fell in the pool.
Oh, I'm so infuriated. So then Kyle's like, was there like a puncture in the, oh no, this Kyle, was there like a puncture in the oven? Like, there's no fixing it. Bad news, babe. Stove's not going to be fixed. And so Hannah goes to Sierra's room and she's like, smells nice in here. Can I come in? And she's like, okay. Sierra's on the bed on her computer. She goes, okay, yeah. Sure. Come in. So Hannah comes in and leaves the door open and jumps on the bed and she goes, shut the door.
I know. I was like, what the fuck? If you're the one entering the closed, the opening the closed door, and you come in, and then you tell the person who was already there on the bed to close the door, I was like, that's not how that works.
What kind of a power move is that? So Sierra's like, okay, Sketchball, what do you need? And she's like, I'm here to get some tea. So Luke sent me down, and he said, like, he's into Sierra, and I want to see what happens. So, like, how into him are you? Because I've never heard your name before, by the way. Never heard your name before till I met you. So...
Sarah's like, well, I've heard about you. This was an aggressive move. I didn't like this at all. Like, it just more desperate and sad. I felt like it just was like, it just like lacked chill. Not saying that she has to be chill. And I know she was just like, the whole purpose of it is like, I think that Luke is playing us against each other. But she just sort of like comes on so strong about this when they don't know each other. I was like, ooh, girl, what are you doing?
Well, it's also confusing because she was dating, and this is stuff I only know from social media, okay? People telling me on social media, but she was dating, so she's dating like some 40-year-old dude or something, and they were dating at this time. So I'm confused why she's acting like she's been with Link this whole time when she had a boyfriend. I'm confused. Yeah. I don't really understand.
I don't know the timeline.
I'm just going to try and not let that get in here because none of this really makes any sense unless it's all just fake. But even assuming that it's not all fake, this is a weird move because this girl isn't showing that she really is with Luke or even really gives that much of a shit. So,
And also the other thing is like it's like, Hannah, you could put all this attention into Luke right now and getting to the bottom of this, or you could not attach yourself to an obvious fuckboy. So there's that too. So then Luke, meanwhile, I'll tell you what's not fake, Ronnie. Turkeys. Because a whole bunch of turkeys go like running around in the background. And he's like, oh, no shit. Oh, maybe I can get those turkeys tamed. I did that to my chipmunks. I'm like, yes, that's exactly what this cast needs. Are some domestic turkeys walking around also. That's it would actually
He'd play those turkeys sense. Against each other too. They're like, well, hey, why are the turkeys fighting in the backyard? What the hell?
Hannah's gonna sit down with a turkey. So just so you know, turkey, I've never heard of you before, but apparently Luke's been texting you and taming you, so can we change notes?
So Sierra's like, well, to be honest, he made it sound like you wanted more than him. And like, if he said he didn't want to hook up with you because if he did hook up with you, you'd catch feelings for him. And Hal's like, oh, that is all lies. I'm like, is it? Because that's exactly what happened. He
hooked up with you. We're watching this soon, aren't we?
It's
like, that is a lie. Yes. Did I just say last night that I was crying on the inside? I did. And am I overly fixated over the situation? I am. But I will not catch feelings. I will not.
So she's like, were you talking to him last summer? And Sierra's like, yeah, every day. Like, he would FaceTime me, he would call me, and then we see clips of all these times last year where Luke was calling somebody and it was Sierra the whole time. And Hannah's like, I'm kind of speechless. I'm totally memeing this shit on Twitter, then I'm gonna screenshot that and put it on my Instagram, bitch.
Do I have feelings or do I just love a male model? She's like, Sierra, just so you know, he was fully dating me last summer. And by dating, I mean he was chasing after me and I was like, no, I'm not interested in you. And then for like a second, I was like, okay. And then we boned. But we were fully dating in a relationship, almost engaged last summer, just so you know.
Yeah. So she's telling her, look, like, I'm speechless because during the week we would hang out every night. And she's like, were you sleeping together? And she goes, we were making dinner like every night, like a full on relationship. So she didn't really answer that question.
I was doing his grocery shopping for him, which is totally sexual. Okay. It was a full on relationship. Like, I was like the one he'd call up at the last minute when he needed someone to go with him to an event. Okay. If that's not a relationship, I don't know. He would call me buddy or dude. I mean, that's just sexual in nature right there.
I mean, I paid for dinner all the time. Like, if that's not a relationship. So Sierra's like, so what are you guys now? And she says, well, I mean, he's flirting with me on the tennis courts. Like, don't you see that? Didn't you hear us? Oh, I mean, that's something, right? And then he texts me goodnight. And Sierra's like, this is awkward because I don't even know this girl. And I don't know if she's just making more than it is because she's butthurt or if he's lying, but I don't need this.
I'll tell you exactly how this is going to go because I think we've seen this on reality TV too many times where there's like one girl who wants to compare notes to be like, this guy is playing us. He's a fucker. And the other girl goes, I know, totally. And then she hangs the other girl out to dry. And I was like, I'm getting with the guy. I don't care. That's what always happens.
Well, she's already with him, so.
She is kind of already. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, like she's already got him. And they already had
a thing. Yeah, yeah, a real thing.
I mean, he brought her on TV to be with her locked in the house all summer, you know?
Like, it's true.
She's with him. So Hannah's like, I mean, he's still texting me. He's still texting her. Like, get the fuck out, you know? Oh, my God, that was passive aggressive. I'm so Brooklyn right now.
Oh my God, I'm gonna put on some suspenders and drink from mason jars right now. I'm so Brooklyn. So, and then meanwhile, just in case anyone's wondering, Luke during this entire conversation is like working on this bench that in the end just is like uneven, and he's like, oh damn it. So now everyone's getting changed for the night, and Hannah's now telling Paige that she talked to Sierra, and she's like, Luke is dunzo, like oh God, he's just like the worst. And then you just see Luke just in his own world being like, oh God dang it, I don't have a belt, damn it.
So everybody's getting ready for their romantic restaurant night, and Paige is like, I'm the hostess, Luke and Sierra are the servers, Danielle's the manager, Hannah's the chef, which is horrifying, Luke is the sommelier, I think that's how you say it, I went to college, so
yeah. Welcome to Like and Subscribe Grill, I'm your hostess Paige. So Kyle and Amanda come out of their bedroom, and Paige is like the hostess. And this is fully, you know, everyone when they were 7 years old making a restaurant for their parents, right?
I know this show. It's like a roller skating party. And then it's just like, let's pretend we're restaurants. Tomorrow they're going to play the teacher game. Like, okay, class.
Oh, I didn't have the teacher game, but I definitely had my brother and I definitely had a restaurant for our parents called the Golden Egg. And it was very exciting because we used Print Shop to print out little menus on our little Epson printer, and there was a checkered border on it, which was like the most exciting thing ever to be able to do in 1988.
Oh yeah.
So this is basically that.
Yeah. So they're all playing their little parts, and Carl's first. He's like, "Hello, I'm Carlito. I'll be your sommelier tonight. We have a lovely spritz called Mango Peach."
Sorry, I'm a little nervous. You guys are a really attractive couple. I saw that this is how we start a threesome in a porn, right?
Yeah. And meanwhile, Steven's the best one because he's like, I'm in charge of dessert and I'm chilling these spoons.
Yeah. And then Lindsay's like, you know, he doesn't even cook. Like, the most he's ever done is done boiled noodles with sauce on top. I'm like, isn't that just like pasta? Is that what pasta cooking is?
Yeah, that's cooking. So let's see. So basically they give them this little dinner, right? And they have to sit at the sides of the opposite sides of the dining room table, which is huge. Right. And Lindsay comes out and gives them their water. And Kyle's like, even the water chick's hot. She's like,
it's nice to see that someone appreciates me. Oh. So then they're all just like cooking in the kitchen. And Luke goes over to where Sierra's doing who knows what. And Hannah's just like getting mad. She's like sauteing spinach with rage. She keeps like jamming the spinach with her wooden spoon. And Luke goes up to Sierra and he's like, oh, you're doing a good job. It looks good. I mean, I know they want you at front of house because you're beautiful on the inside and the out. But you're an amazing worker too.
And Hannah's just like making a face like, and he's like, you know, spinach what? We want you outside, Sierra, because you're gorgeous. And it's like, if I could understand, like if he chose someone else, but to like rub it in my face, like being a dick must be really hard. No pun intended. That's going on Insta.
So now here comes dessert, and Steven is like, is this vanilla ice cream? And Paige is like, no, that's cheese. Like, way to go for the hospitality industry right there.
So let's see, they're doing ice cream with syrup and some cookies on the side.
Well, that's the dessert is ice cream and cookies and everything. So they're making it, and then Lindsay's like, you guys are going so fast, they're still eating their entree. And this is Steven who's like pushing the dessert forward. I'm like, so Steven works in hospitality, like they're, because he says, oh no, just like, listen, we could just bring it down, and then if they want to nibble on their entrees, they can if they want to. I was like,
the table's big enough.
It's like, I don't know if I want to go to any restaurant Steven's doing any hospitality in.
And Sierra's like, please stop bickering. Spirit fingers, guys. Spirit fingers. So Danielle's like, we didn't know our guests were so beautiful. I'm your general manager, and I hear it's somebody's birthday tonight. And they're like asleep on the table.
Yeah. And then everyone comes down with the dessert. While they're like, they just come down with the dessert and everything. And Kyle's like, wow, it feels really good to have an adult-like moment for once with my birthday. I'm like a pretend restaurant with you and your roommates.
So let's see. So then they go up and help everybody clean and stuff. And Hannah's like, wow, whoever does the garbage here is great. Because she's the garbage girl. Yeah. And let's see. Luke keeps on with Sierra. He's like, Sierra, you owned it. I mean, you're not just a pretty face. Hey, you got a boyfriend. And Hannah's just like, okay, that's it. You guys want to chat? Luke, let's chat. And Sierra, you can come too. You should come. Come on.
Sierra's like, I don't want to. Sierra's like, I don't want to. I don't even know you.
Please don't make me do this.
So Hannah's like, okay, Luke, you have two girls in the house that you've had a thing with. He goes, yeah, that's true. He's like, and how many girls were you talking with last summer? Like, actually. He goes, not that many, honestly. I'm like, that's already where the conversation should end. Not that many.
And I love how he always acts like he's being interviewed for like a magazine. You know, he's like, like cross those legs and give very serious, thoughtful answers. So he's like, oh yeah, you know, not that many, honestly. And she's like, well, you sat me down last summer and you said you're into me and come to Minnesota and meet my family. He's like, you know, we had an awesome connection. We spent the summer together. It was fun. And Sierra's like, I mean, but you were talking to me too and like painting this picture that you wanted to rekindle things with me. And he's like, well, you know what? I have always liked you. Right? So I've always liked you, and I told you the reason in my past was why it's hard. Do you remember the reason anybody not over my ex? Okay? Still going with that
good
one.
Good catch all. Yeah, my ex is Carl's mom. There, I finally said it. So Hannah's like, how many people do you tell that to? How many people? He goes, what do you mean? Do I have to do more math? You already asked me how many people I spoke to last summer. She goes, you say the same stuff to me. Hannah, okay, are you ready to be gaslit? Here we go. We never dated. We never were a couple. I've actually never seen you before tonight. I don't know what's going on, cuckoo head, but you're having visions, okay? I'm sorry if you obsessed over my Abercrombie photos, but we've only just met up half an hour ago, so sorry, crazy lady.
Yeah, pretty much. And she's like, that really, he goes, but I do still flirt with you, you know? I mean, we've had this conversation, but I still flirt with you because you're fine. And she's like, well, that could really fuck a girl up. It's like, you're wasting all my time. And he goes, wasted your time? You better choose your words carefully. Thank you, Cameron Westcott.
I know. Meanwhile, Paige and Amanda are at a table nearby listening in, and they're so still. They're like two deer, just like, deer who have heard like a predator. There's like, they are, their backs are fully erect and they're just like doing like, you know, cuckoo clock faces.
I know. And they're so totally listening to this whole thing, which is hilarious. They're like a foot away from them and making all these faces. So Paige is like, awkward.
And Lindsay goes, this is so awkward, as if not everyone in this entire house has had to have like a front row seat to every time she fights, including this afternoon.
Yeah. So Hannah's like, you were calling me every day. It's like, we're friends, Hannah. Friends don't lie to each other and then rub girls in my face to make them feel bad. And he goes, Sierra's like, oh God, Paige and Amanda are just sitting there. Now is the time to butt in, okay? This is the wrong time to be minding your business.
Yeah. And he goes, if I'm not dating you, I don't have to tell you about that, Hannah. But she did kind of catch him, which is that he keeps on saying, we're friends. We're great friends. So if you are great friends, shouldn't, like, why are you not sharing that you have this side, that you have this girl that you've been talking to every day? So he is obviously like full of it with this thing. But also Hannah is like way too attached for someone who was obviously going to do this to her at some point in their relationship.
Yeah. And she's like, I mean, you took advantage of me. He's like, took advantage of you? Who was there for you last year while you were crying over me? It was me
who was there. Okay. Leave me alone. And Sierra's just sitting there like, oh my God, why did I agree to this? I could have been modeling.
Yeah. And Hannah's like snot crying. She's like,
I sauteed spinach tonight. I sauteed it for you.
And don't worry, it's going to be a very exciting season because it's like coming next week on Summer House.
How many sandwiches have you made for me?
I'm so excited for that moment. I've been excited ever since the trailer because she has her hand out. She's in her. This explains why she's dressed like a cater waiter. Because remember, we're like, why is she dressed like a cater waiter? Because how many sandwiches have you made for me? Like, that is going to be my anthem for 2021. How many sandwiches have you made for me? I'm so excited for that Lindsay fight.
She's like the Janet Jackson of Summer House.
How many sandwiches have you made for me? That's the way sandwiches go, Steven.
Oh, good Lord. What a mess. Well, it was a fun show.
Funny. Yeah, it is funny. It's funny to see them so bored because they have nothing to do. But it's entertaining. I think this is going to be like Below Deck where, as the season goes on, they are just going to get crazier and crazier because they are just trapped with each other for way too long of a period of time.
Yeah. Oh man. Some fun times, everybody. Yeah. Thanks for being with us here today.
Yeah. Everyone have a wonderful and safe weekend. And we'll talk to you all on Monday when Atlanta is back. And Monday's episode is all Real Housewives of Atlanta. So we'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie. She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan. Higher than high res. She's Lauren Perez.
Patricia Murdoch, she wrote.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan lettuce.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto. Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa. It's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will. Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.